Barbados records its second homicide for the day as an elderly man found dead at Ashford St. John. This follows this morning's fatal shooting at Belfield Black Rock St. Michael. Friends of Democracy expressing concern over recent issues affecting workers in Barbados. Meanwhile, union stalwart Kiazo Franklin says any government outrage over migrant working conditions is simply theatrics. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Philippe Amy. Details up ahead. While police were investigating this morning's fatal shooting at Belfield Black Rock St. Michael, they had another homicide on their hands. A 77-year-old man was found dead at Ashford St. John, but initial investigations have revealed the fatal incident occurred at Jericho St. George, and the suspect currently in custody is the son of the deceased. We hear more in this report from our head of news, Barry Wilkinson, who was on the scene at Jericho St. George this morning.
I am in Jericho St. George, just past the Market Hill gas station. And the police are here investigating the circumstances surrounding the second homicide for the day. However, the body of the deceased was not found in Jericho St. George. The body was found, like you said, in Ashford St. John. They believe that the homicide could have occurred here in Jericho St. George. Just as Starcom Network News arrived on the scene, police were taking away a suspect who is the man's son, who is assisting with investigations. I also spoke with some residents who gave character testimonies about the deceased.
Artie was an alright man, but he and his son used to fight all the time. Well, they say not fight, argue, but I used to fight. Because they used to get physical sometimes.
If you forgive a person and his family, and we supposed to stick with family, we don't leave nothing for strangers to do. And right now, I don't know. I just don't know. I'm so sad because the deceased is my friend, and the person that is accused of it is also my friend.
So there you have it, Philippe. Barbados recording a second homicide for the day. This one being registered as Ashford St. John, but police are here in Jericho at the gentleman's residence investigating the circumstances that might have led to his death. It is unclear how the deceased met his untimely death. However, unconfirmed reports indicate that he might have been stabbed. Barry Wilkinson for Starcom Network News.
There needs to be careful attention paid to the plight of workers in Barbados, and not just Barbadians, but also non-nationals. The Friends of Democracy, through its public relations officer, Patricia White, first spoke to ongoing concerns being raised with Barbados' new national payment system. She also highlighted the party's concerns regarding working conditions across the construction sector relevant to migrant workers.
Any conduct that threatens the dignity, safety, or lawful treatment of workers stands in direct conflict with the values of fairness, accountability, and democratic participation that our organization steadfastly believes in and defends. Barbados' recent tripartite participation in shaping our country's Decent Work Country program signaled our national commitment to advancing the core pillars of decent work, which includes respect for fundamental rights at work, safe and healthy working environments, fair treatment, and decent conditions of employment. These principles are not abstract ideals, and upholding them is not optional.
That's Friends of Democracy PRO Patricia White. Meanwhile, the Barbados Workers Union and the Ministry of Labour have been heavily criticised by union stalwart Kiazo Franklin over their handling of issues facing migrant workers at a major construction company. Mr. Franklin, also head of the Unity Workers Union, says the poor working conditions were well known for a long time and labelled the recent stance by government and the BWU nothing more than theatrics.
While I sympathise with the workers, and I believe that no one should work in conditions that you won't put a pay. And that is what's been happening, not only with migrant workers, with local workers too. The Labor Department and National Insurance went to these people already. So this isn't a surprise to anybody in government. This is just theatrics. Using workers for whatever reason, I do not know, I do not understand why you allow this to continue for them, in order for them to go and make a big moment out of it. They've got to stop this long ago.
General Secretary of the Unity Workers Union, Kiazo Franklin. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. Representatives of all 56 member nations of the Commonwealth met recently in London to set a clear agenda for the upcoming Heads Conference in Antigua and Barbuda later this year in November. Barbados was represented at the meeting by High Commissioner to the United Kingdom Senior Counsel Edmund Hinkson, who outlined that a clear priority heading into November will be a focus on climate justice and ensuring that member countries had adequate access to funding.
To support financial innovation, sustainability-linked financing and disaster risk financing instruments to provide rapid and predictable liquidity in times of crisis and for adaptation, loss and damage. The draft communique also encourages the scaling up of climate resilient and innovative sources and instruments of finance and insurance, including guarantees, sustainable bonds, risk-sharing mechanisms, blended finance, concessional loans, climate-resilient provisions, and debt pause clauses.
Barbados' High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, Edmund Hinkson. Caribbean youth are not the future, they are the present. Speaking this morning during the CARICOM Heads of Government Youth Forum, St. Lucia's Minister of Education, Sport and Youth Development, Kenton Casimir, told officials youth across the region were already leading and making great impact in various ways.
For far too long, youth have often been regarded as beneficiaries of development rather than partners in shaping it. Today, we reject that notion. Across the Caribbean community, young people are already transforming our region. They are entrepreneurs redefining industries, athletes inspiring national pride, innovators harnessing technology to solve complex problems, artists preserving and celebrating our rich cultural identity. Also celebrating those who are environmental advocates, championing climate resilience, and community leaders addressing some of our most pressing social challenges.
That's St. Lucia's Minister of Education, Sport and Youth Development, Kenson Casimir. Recapping the headlines, Barbados records its second homicide for the day as an elderly man found dead at Ashford St. John. Police take his son into custody. This follows this morning's fatal shooting at Belfield Black Rock St. Michael. Friends of Democracy expressing concern over recent issues affecting workers in Barbados, pointing to BIMPE's early challenges and also working conditions for migrant workers. And union stalwart Kazo Franklin says any government outrage over migrant working conditions is simply theatrics, stating Barbadian workers are also facing similar issues. This has been the latest, the lunchtime edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I'm Philippe Amy. Have a good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates.